The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning. It is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark.
We've hijacked the radio this morning.
We have. It's not Carl and Linda Bott. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And it's the Clarks, one with an E.
And one without. They say that the E is the Rich Clarks.
Is that the, oh gosh, and I didn't check that. I'll have to go back and check my bank account because that's not showing up really well in my life. It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading and rain likely today, cloudy with a high near 68, south to southwest winds. Chance of precipitation this morning is 60%, going to 100% later in the day. And it looks like we're going to have rain through the weekend, and that's good. We absolutely need it. The highs are going to run right around the 50s and 57 highest, and lows in only about the 40s. We're hoping for a little more snow up at the top of the in the higher elevations, because we certainly need that precipitation. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793. Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've been looking forward to this. Carl and Linda are going to take Thursdays off and do some other pressing business. So the Clarks are going to carry it on Thursday morning for a while, and we'll see how
that'll
that
be super exciting.
So if you have something you'd like to throw at us, you can call us at 365, or no, you can't. It's 530-605-4567, and you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
And around 7:30, we're going to speak with the director of the mission, Jonathan Anderson, a little bit about the Journey Home program, the new program they're launching with helping some of our homeless get out of town if they have a destination to go to. So he's going to call in. And so if you want to listen in at that point, too, we're going to be chatting with him a little bit about how that's working and what we can do to help it if we want to support it.
And then at the 8 o'clock hour, we have a repeat performance, if you will. Good friend Chris Zwaga is going to come back and give us an update on the whole saga of her homeless issue down, you'll remember, the property across from Wind River on 273 that had the terrible fire last year, burned out the home encampment, and you'd hope that situation has gotten better. I'm not sure it's gotten a lot better, and I think Chris is going to update us on the continuing issues that go with private property and these homeless encampments that are all over our North State.
Yes, in fact, by my office on Larkspur, our property management company has been dealing. We're right behind Kmart, and so between Kmart and Larkspur and the hotel there, the Baymont Inn, there's, a homeless population that hangs out around that area and coming in through the back fence onto our property. Stolen property has been found hidden on our space. So it's definitely an issue we're all dealing with. In fact, I was reading online this morning that Safeway officials met with the Reading Crime Watch and the police chief yesterday. And so they're trying to work at making Safeway on Pine Street a little bit safer. That's a big concern to a lot of folks. Especially me on this side of town, if you want to go grocery shopping, there's not a lot of options over here at this point. So you
exactly.
Need to.
And we don't want people to think that we're just hammering on the homeless, because certainly I don't think anybody can argue that both Sharon and I have been involved in issues that trying to help those people who need help in this community longer than a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And there's no way that I'm not willing to give somebody a helping hand to better themselves, change their lifestyle. Unfortunately, there's that small population out there that's causing us all a lot of problems. They don't want their lifestyle changed.
That's
and
right.
We don't want them here.
That's right.
I would point out, you have your legitimately homeless people who've fallen on hard times through no fault of your own, and then you have the element, the subterranean dwellers who choose to live outside the system. And it's a jungle out there getting to be.
Well, they're outside my office, so folks, you know, charging their cell phones in the wall outlets, you know, and these are the folks that are not really interested in, you know, some of these folks interested in doing anything different. It's working for them. That's that, and they're the people that, you know, if your car's unlocked, they're going to help themselves to the contents inside or whatever. And so, yeah, and that's the challenge, you know, the mission. And we'll talk more with Jonathan later, but, you know, they can't be responsible for getting the criminal element out of Reading. They're only helping the folks that show up, that want to hand up, that want to go through the missions program. And there are certain things they have to do to, you know, take advantage of some of those services. And those folks don't – some of those don't, folks don't really want to take advantage of those services. So they're not going to jump through the hoops necessary. And as a taxpayer, I want the mission to vet out the people that we're going to really help. You know,
oh, I think
so. I think it's important. So I'm looking forward to hearing more from him on that.
And that'll be a great update, because there's like we have a constant flow of people trying to help, and we need to funnel the help to those people that need it, because we're giving a lot of stuff away up here. We're filling garbage bins full of toothbrushes and sleeping bags and clothes that are not being appreciated, because they're not being given to the people that are going to appreciate them, take care of them, and move up in life with them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we got to try and turn that around. A couple of other things that I was noticing in the paper this morning, I see where the city council is finally going to get into the discussion about the record range.
And I
think I'm just going to say right up front, I think that's a mistake. I hate to see them go down that path. Those of us that belong to the Reading Gun Club many, many years ago, remember when the city got in and we're going to solve all of our problems, and they closed that, and we're going to build a new range, and everything was going to be hunky-dory. Even those people knew when they moved in that area that was a gun club. Mm-hmm. They moved in around it anyway, and then the city jumped in the middle of it, and they did away with the gun range. Well, I'm here to tell you, we just still to this day, 20-some years later, do not have a gun range any place in Shasta County that's a sanctioned, up and running place for people to mm-hmm, shoot, mm-hmm. Because the city didn't follow through on that. That record range has been out there forever. Those people knew when they moved next to it.
Isn't that a little like the lady who moved in near Benton Air Park, which has been there since 1927, and then went to the city council demanding it be shut down?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It happens. And, you know, we always ask ourselves, why do they build airports so far away from a city? Why don't they put them close? Why do we have to drive so far? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly why.
Well, you know, Wayne Aventura runs behind my house. Can we shut that down? Because it's really loud.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I remember many times when people would call and they don't check out closely enough where they're living in a community before they make that move from Southern California. I remember a couple of great calls from when I was a county supervisor, mm-hmm. and people specifically up in the Shingletown area. Uh-huh. And I mean, I'd get calls from people that moved up from the Bay Area, from Southern California, who would just, I mean, and they were incredulous that I was not surprised. They had wild animals all over the backyard. They couldn't leave their kitties out and their little dogs. And what was the county going to do about this wild
animal? That they live in Shingletown.
You know, and it's like, I don't know. You don't get that you moved into their population. You're living in the wild. Yeah, there's snow and there's animals. And no, you can't leave Fifi on the porch overnight. So, Bob, I think we should probably pay a bill before we go out. I think I surprised Bob.
I'm once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by Northern Lights Energy, Muse Trucking, and Reading Bank of Commerce, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, W.M. Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axter Construction, Shasta College, and Warner Enterprises.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
For over 38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch Natural Premium Beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter Red Blend Wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Owen Pharmacy. You know, when you have multiple prescriptions, it'd really be a problem to run to the pharmacy to get every one of them refilled. MedSync service at Owens Pharmacy will adjust your pill count so all your prescriptions run out on the same day. That puts an end to multiple trips to the pharmacy on different days to refill all those prescriptions. Saves you time, gas, and hassle. Owens can put your medications on 30, 60, or 90-day cycles as long as your insurance pays for those larger supplies. Pharmacists will check for drug interactions that the big box stores just won't do. You can pick up medications at Owens Pharmacy or by mail, or they can deliver them right to your door That's Owen's MedSync program, 6 locations in Reading, open most locations Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can reach us at 605-4567 if you've got something you'd like to jump in and talk about, or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And this morning you have the Clarks, one with an E
and one without. That's our new tagline.
That's our new tagline. Okay, so Sharon and I were talking earlier in the week about an article that came out in the paper about it was entitled "The Terrible Downside of Helicopter Parenting." I don't know whether any of you saw that, but I think it's incredible. There was a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old whose parents had decided that they were old enough to walk home from school, and we're talking about a mile.
Right, I think it was a mile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the authorities jumped in and now have these parents up on charges for child neglect, child endangerment.
Yes, I remember seeing that. And like other parents complained and called. Other parents thought it was horribly unsafe that these children were walking home together.
Well, you know, I don't get it, because we've been for how long now with this thought process that we can't discipline our children or guide them or teach them anything. We don't want to stifle their mentality by telling them no. You have to teach them to make good choices. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been in the grocery store,
yeah.
Sharon, where the little kid is destroying the place, yeah. and the parent is saying, "Henry, you're making bad choices." So, I mean, you know, they don't want us to discipline. But how do you teach a child to be independent? Sharon, you've got kids that...
Right. Mine are 19 and 23. And of course, you know, I grew up in Yuba City here in the North State and rode my bike to the public pool. And I'm not under any illusions that there aren't, you know, there's not more dangers now than there were then. However,
absolutely.
I think the mom in this article talked about, you know, her belief system is there's more good in the world than there is bad. And I want my kids to not be afraid. I don't want to raise my kids under a cloud of fear, to play outside, to explore their world, to, you know, we've taught them about strangers and the dangers of that. And we feel comfortable. And I think, you know, every parent makes their decisions based on, you know, who their children are and what they've taught them. And I think it's just scary when, you know, other parents get involved and the state and community gets involved in such that there's no neglect here.
There absolutely none. And the parents had walked with them many times. I think, you know, when you go online and research this, you find out that there was actually a parent when they first started it stationed along the way. I mean, come on.
Right.
But they're trying to teach their children to be independent. We could take a little bit more of that in this society as we live now, because there's a whole lot of people, kids who still aren't independent in their 50s because nobody ever let them do it by themselves or made them do it.
Kick them out of the nest and see, and may, you know, be there to catch them if they fall, but let them fly.
Yeah, 10 and 6. I grew up in Twin Falls, Idaho, for heaven's sake.
Right.
My son always said, yeah, Mom, she's the only one I know that can really tell the story about I walked 3 miles to school in the snow. and I did.
Right.
You know,
uphill, both ways.
We lived just outside the bus line, and we had one car. My dad took it to work.
Right.
My sister and I hoofed it to school from the time I was in first grade.
Well,
three and a half miles. Didn't hurt us.
Yeah. And in Reading here, you know, my daughter ended up moving down to San Diego, and now she lives in Reno. And she went to Enterprise, which is a school that has a lot of diversity. And I was always very glad that she had that opportunity, because, you know, in Southern California, she is sometimes the minority in different places that she was in. And she was comfortable with that. And she knew not to be afraid of different types of people. And she's street smart in ways that, you know, some folks leaving this town aren't going to be, because they haven't traveled and they haven't been exposed to different cultures and different types of folks. And so, I mean, I feel like unless you're going to hunker down in Reading for the rest of your life, you know, your kids have to be exposed. You have to allow them. And in the safety of your guidance, to get in situations and come to you with, wow, this was something new I experienced, and Mom, how do you think I did with it? And, you know, I just feel like, yeah, we're not raising successful children. Well, gosh, we have more adult children, I think, living with their parents. I don't know what the odds are, what the percentages are now, but, you know, 40-year-old people at home with their parents.
And grandparents raising grandchildren.
Right.
And I go back always to the fact that I think you can base a lot of the problems that we have in our society with a lack of a community bond, a family. Mm-hmm. People raising children with boundaries and expectations and mama works and daddy works or mama stays home, God forbid, and takes care of the kids. I mean, that's okay too.
That's right.
I mean, whatever works for your family. But I think if we don't instill some kind of a belief system into our children and some kind of a you're responsible for yourself and figure out how to get out of situations, boy, they've got to be learn to be responsible. And I don't think 10's too young to start that.
No, I don't either. And I mean, I probably would question a 6-year-old walking to and from school by themselves, but with a 10-year-old sibling and they've taught with them and I don't see a problem with that. And what makes me sad too is that, you know, that so many other parents, the parents that should be focusing on their own kids, are the ones focusing on this family.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Well, it all, like I say, it amazes me. On one hand, they want to take our children, and they do. And here's the deal. You know, you've got that 0-5 commission that started a few years back. And when that happened, I went, whoa, first we had them in first grade, then they put them in kindergarten, then they put them in preschool. Now they got them at 0-5. They really want to indoctrinate our children from the very beginning.
Village.
Transitional kindergarten. Yeah, they're definitely.
They want to have control of that little mind early on. Yeah. And I prefer to keep them at home and have me be the one that instills that in my children's
absolutely.
Mind.
Yeah,
give them a basis. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just found that article really interesting.
It's definitely a testament to where society is heading. Unfortunately, in some not always a positive way.
Well, I think, way too much intervention from the state and mm-hmm. government. The government ought to back off and pay attention to the things they're not doing well, like protecting us and taking care of those things that the Constitution says they're supposed to do and get the heck out of my private life.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Yeah, I think that's not a good thing. So, vaccination. Let's talk about vaccination.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting topic right now.
I've always, I think, you know, we got our vaccinations when we were young and in school, and that was kind of a requirement before you started school. I think there are certain instances medically where perhaps that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, we had gotten rid of most of the major diseases in the United States. We haven't had. My mother had polio. I mean, way, way back. Mm-hmm. You don't hear people having polio.
No, and how sad would it be to hear those kinds of things?
Exactly.
Know,
well,
eradicated
now.
Eradicated it, and now it's back.
And well, measles, mumps, polio, mm-hmm. smallpox, all those things we haven't had in this country for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, that we're getting a deluge of all of these new diseases. And I've said all the way along, why does that surprise anybody? You've got hundreds of thousands of children and people coming from all over that are not even being checked through the front door, let alone given a shot when they came in.
Right, right.
And now all of a sudden we're having these mm-hmm. outbreaks of measles.
Right. And I was reading an article on a little boy who's 10 who is going through cancer treatments and chemotherapy, and he cannot have the vaccine. And so, but his parents are like, now they have a 10-year-old who cannot have the vaccine because of his delicate immune system and what he's going through. But now they need to know that the other kids in his class did get it because he's, if he's around it, gosh, it could be life-threatening if he was to get measles.
So
there are those cases where, and I know, there was unfortunately information, and I don't want to upset anybody listening because I don't keep up to date on all of the autism stuff, and people thought that the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella, during the, their kid was healthy, then they had that shot. But autism, a lot of times people notice it more during that year that they usually get that shot. So did it happen because of the shot? Are they predisposed to it?
Well, and actually now they've come out and they've totally debunked that that study.
Right.
That the support of that got everybody to not be vaccinating their children. And now they've come out and they've totally debunked that many, many times, even so much so that the president, who was totally on board with that autism bit a few mm-hmm. while back, is now absolutely adamant that the government ought to mandate that you get the shot.
Right. And I even think that I think they can separate those out and not do it 3 at a time. I mean, there's other ways to ensure that. But, I mean, I get the panic mode that moms go into when you hear people like Jenny McCarthy and these celebrities that came out and her son has autism and she says it's because of the immunization. And you have these people spouting all of this and they have loud voices in Hollywood. And then, all these other parents get really nervous because, of course, you don't want to you know, put your child in harm's way, a little, you know, 16-month-old child or whatever. So I just think we've had misinformation and panicked parents. And now, unfortunately, now we're back, poor Disneyland, you know, with, you know, happy
well,
place
and you think of where Disneyland is.
Right. Southern California.
And how many, yeah, how many illegals you got wandering around in there on a daily basis. And you're surprised that that's where it happened. So, yeah, it makes a quandary for parents. But I would say that I would think there's enough evidence out there that would tell us that in a perfect world, if your child is healthy and going through our school system, they ought to be getting their vaccinations.
Right.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
All brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio. community radio for the North State. And if you're, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. But right now we have a guest on the phone, and it's Jonathan Anderson, and he's the director of the Good News Rescue Mission, and we're going to talk about the Journey Home program. Good morning, Jonathan. This is Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Jonathan. So I wanted to chat with you a little bit. This is Sharon Clark about the Journey Home program. I know we actually have been able to help some of our homeless get back to another place where they had a better shot at getting out of their current situation. And I know there's been some misinformation out in our community about how that program works. So just wanted to have you on to chat a little bit about how you're vetting these people, what we as a community can do, what you still need from us, and how it's working so far.
Sure, absolutely. So the program has actually been pretty successful in my eyes so far. I wasn't expecting the amount of people that we currently have. As of today, we have about 12 people that have utilized the program to go home. We have a pending case of people currently on file. So we're going to see many more than that throughout this month and the next month. There, because of the way that we vet people, the way that our regulations are, there were three individuals who actually were not eligible. Very interesting enough, someone actually wanted to kind of come to Reading and then have us give them a bus pass to go somewhere else and kind of use this as a stopping ground.
No.
We said, no, that's not going to work for us.
Right.
We're pretty specific to Shasta County, so don't even try. But yeah, kind of how that works is when people are identified and they say, hey, you know, I really want to get back home, or to a support network that I have. First thing we really do is we look at their eligibility and say, you know, are you at risk of are you either homeless or at risk of becoming homeless? Do you need to go home? And then when we identify those things, we have to make contact with someone on the other end. So it needs to be a friend, a family, an employer who says, hey, I have a job lined up for this person. Go ahead and send them out. So we don't want to just be accused of someone who is dumping people into other cities.
Sure.
So we do want to have that support structure in place. Once our staff identify that support structure, everything looks good to go on that end. We want to make sure the person is able to travel unassisted. So if it's a medical condition or if it's some people may not be sober enough. And so you need to be sober enough to travel unassisted. We don't want to send someone who is going to get off the bus at the wrong stop. That would not be good on our end.
Right.
So, doing justice to the person while doing justice to our community at the same time, and helping them get back to that support structure. Our turnaround time, originally we were looking at about 7 days it was taking. What we've done now is we purchase refundable tickets. It's a little bit more costly, but in the process of purchasing these refundable tickets, if we can identify a support structure, it could be 48 hours, and this person is now on their way home.
Wonderful.
Reunifying with their family. So really, really good program overall so far. We're seeing a lot of success stories come out of it. Obviously, not every person is going to be a success. That's just the way this world runs. But so far, it's been very successful.
Jonathan, one of the statements that I've heard in the community is that there's a false expectation that somehow we're going to be able to get rid of the bad element in our community, i.e. the criminals, through this program.
Sure.
And that's certainly just not an acceptable perception, because obviously we can't be accused of transporting wanted felons.
Yeah.
Out of the area.
You're absolutely correct. Here's where we're at with that. So one of the things is we do ask people, what are you currently on probation in Shasta County? If they're on probation, we'll actually, if they have a support network outside, we will call their probation officer for them, and we will say, hey, this person's looking to go home. If you give them a pass, And that's okay. We'll go for it. So far, that hasn't happened. So I don't expect that people who are on probation in Shasta County are going to be able to go to another county, but we will call and ask for you. So we do have a liaison officer between us and Shasta County Probation. They're very, very helpful to us.
Jonathan, what are some of the stories of the folks that you have been able to utilize it? What are some of the situations that you've seen them in?
So it ranges all over the place. Some people, we ask everybody, hey, why did you first come to Shasta County? What brought you here? And how long have you been here? You know, why are you wanting to go home? So we ask everybody, we do a thorough interview, we ask them to write out their story for us. And it can range anywhere from some people came here for marijuana cultivation and it didn't pan out and now they're stuck here on the streets. Mm-hmm. We get that story pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. Other people, we have people saying, you know, I actually came through here to be with my family that's currently here, and things didn't work out, so I'm trying to get back to my family elsewhere. Some people come here and say, I was hoping to get a job. The jobs didn't pan out here. I'd like to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So the stories really range all over the place.
And what I like to hear, too, in the beginning of our discussion today was they don't have to necessarily be homeless. You said they could be at risk. So that this could be someone who has fallen on hard times, is staying with friends, or is about to get evicted or something like that. That kind of person could utilize this, too, as well?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you were following in the beginning of Christmas Day, there was a gentleman, Robert Bates and Shauna Avery, and both of them, they were living in motels, and they're going from motel to motel, just trying to figure out how to survive. Those are two that actually came out for marijuana cultivation in hopes to sell it at the carnivals, oddly enough. And
gosh.
So that didn't pan out. The mm-hmm. person who brought them out for that, it didn't pan out. And so they're just saying, you know, can you help us get back? We have the support structure. And they were not on the streets. They were in a motel. But they
and
were
and
a motel
I'd like to hear that.
Like
you know, it's
time.
Good to help the folks before we see more people on the streets, before we have, you know, more people getting desperate to survive,
yeah.
that we can assist them. Because I do think there are those folks that just fall on the hard times. And that's really, I think, what our community and what the mission is set up to do is to help those folks that want to work within the confines of the structure of the mission and what you guys provide, and that you vet them and make sure that they're the good individuals, because it's not the mission's job to solve the problems of crime. You know, the mission's the goal of the mission is to help those who have fallen on the hard times because of maybe some job training issues or, you know, losing their job or, you know, I know you even have some more mental health services now that you've recently started offering, correct?
We do. Mm-hmm. We built a mental health clinic and we have a marriage and family therapist on staff, and we have interns going through the MFT program who staff that for us.
And certainly those people that have been through the system and come out, people with drug issues and alcohol issues, and who are in a place in their life where they want to make a difference, you can help those people.
Absolutely. I will tell you what, in 2014, we were able to help, just on the homeless side, 131 people get off the streets in Shasta County and back into permanent housing, which they are now sustaining.
Wonderful.
That's a huge number, mm-hmm. huge number. And then on the recovery side, that adds to that number. So that is a huge number of people who are seeing rehabilitation coming through the mission services and programs. But, you know, there is that element of people, like we're talking about, who are out on the streets, they're out in the camps, and they don't want services. They don't want the help. They just want that lifestyle. And you know, what do we do about that as a community? And so I'll tell you what, I had a great conversation with two Reading Police Department bike patrol officers yesterday. And we just, you know, we kind of brainstormed together and said, this isn't anybody's problem in particular. This is our community. And so can we help these people? Do they want the help? Do they not want it? And so, you know, I actually just said, hey, listen, from the mission standpoint, we are not highly publicizing this program, this Journey Home program right now, But I'll tell you what, word of mouth has been huge. So when you're out there, if people say, you know what, yeah, I have a support structure home, I'd like to go home, word of mouth, advertise it for us. Let mm-hmm. people know the mission has this program. If you'd like to take advantage, go see them. You know, you do need to meet the eligibility requirements, but go see the mission. So word of mouth has been very good for us right now.
And you know, see, that's what we've been trying. I personally think that that's the way we solve it as a community. We have to work together through legitimate streams for those people who want to be helped. And on the other side of that, we need to put into play situations and procedures that can make it so uncomfortable for those people who are not wanting to change their lifestyle and not wanting to be a part of the mainstream and a part of sure. our system to just go someplace else. But when we have, or when we're giving the message out on the street that we're giving away lots of free stuff here, we're bringing people in here and just and building onto the problem. So we encourage everybody, let's work through those channels that can help people.
And if you see somebody with a sign, tell them that on their behalf you're going to donate money to the mission. But, you know, as long as we keep handing out money. And by the way, I did find out from Ken White, Jonathan, that if they say they're at the mission and they're holding a sign, that's not allowed. You guys discourage that, right?
If you are caught panhandling in Shasta County and you have a sign and you say you are from the mission, yeah, you lose your services.
Yeah, there you go.
We do, every single person is tracked electronically. And we put alerts on their account. When they come through, that alert can pop up on my cell phone, on our staff cell phone, and we can go to that person and say, hold on a minute, this day, this time, you were caught panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
If you want services, we need to talk about that, and we have reentry panels in place. So we will give people the opportunity to admit that they were and give them the opportunity to work through that with us, but as the mission, we highly discourage that. You know, you see a lot of these people at Safeway over on Cypress. And those people, our staff will canvass that area, and we will look. Are any of those ours? If they are, we are putting an alert on their account. And we're going to have a really, really stern, accountable conversation with them before they can get services from
Jonathan,
us.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning and clarifying some of these things. And everybody got that message. And we're going to have to take a break right now. But we thank you very much.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. I will talk to you all later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:46 brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. 222-2750. They are a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. More Free Fire Radio after this on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
I get so lost sometimes.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM radio, the community radio station for the North State. You can reach us at 605-4567 if you have anything you'd like to talk about or bring to our attention. And you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And as you can tell, this is not Carl and it's not Linda. This is the Clarks this morning, one with an E and
one without. It's the Trish and Sharon Show.
It's the Trish and Sharon Show. It is. And we're going to be doing this on the first Tuesday of every month. Give Carl and Linda a little break.
Thursday.
What did I say?
Tuesday.
Oh, it'll be Thursday. We can really confuse you.
Just tune in every day and maybe we'll be here.
And exactly. So we've been chatting about a few things this morning, but one of the things that I thought might be interesting is there's some different changes going on in Medicare every year, and after the first of the year, all kinds of new surprises. I had one kind of interesting thing that I happened to go to my doctor recently just for a checkup, and he told me, you know, we're hearing about there's a lot of new positions available, medical positions available in the North States. There's a lot of hiring going on, and I found out what one of those are. There's a new kind of little thing that we're all going to get to do if we're on Medicare, and it's called a Medicare wellness checkup. Mm. And this is going to be like yearly. So I found this interesting. My doctor has now had to hire two nurse practitioners to do this medical wellness checkup with all of his Medicare patients.
So elderly folks are going to have to be...
We're going to go through this little wellness checkup. Okay. Now, of course, I have my physical every year, right. And I have my blood tests, and I do all of those things.
So this is in addition to that?
This is in addition to that. And it's explained in the little leaflet that it really isn't about, they're not going to do any tests, they're not going to do anything. And my mind immediately goes to Sarah Palin and Death Squad interviews. And I said to my doctor, like, so is this like where they're going to ask me if I'm packing a gun?
Can you opt out of the wellness check?
No. Interestingly enough, if you're a Medicare recipient, and you have to go through this medical wellness checkup, and they ask you all kinds of interesting little check questions, kind of like if you were seeking home health care. And I understand that certain people who reach 65 and go on Medicare have issues, and as we age, we have issues. I'm a little offended by some of these questions, and I think there's a couple of questions on this questionnaire that I'm probably not going to answer.
So basically then, is it the doctor's responsibility now to monitor who needs to get this questionnaire answered, and annually they need to flag these people and have it in their file so the next time they come in they make sure that they answer it?
Yes.
So
and now they fill out this form
that
and
administration
have
of all of that.
No, you go in for you have to go actually into the office where you fill out this form, then you go in and meet with the nurse practitioner.
Interesting.
So it's extra an appointment. So I was just thinking, now my doctor has a lot of Medicare patients. he's an internist, mm-hmm. and that's what he sees is mm-hmm. the aging population. And there's a huge aging population in Shasta County. That seems to me that that's spending a lot of our tax, and these are free. That's the other thing. We don't pay for these.
However, for me, like owning home helpers and dealing with all these families, you're asking the adult child now to take off another day of work because mom and dad don't drive anymore, and to potentially either hire us to drive mom or dad to this appointment and have mm-hmm. a caregiver, or they have to take time off from work mm-hmm. to drive their loved one in to do this. And yep. so that's quite, you know, in
the ripple effect
issue. Yeah.
of another free program under Obamacare for us Medicare people.
And then we don't think about, you know, being on my end of it, you've got someone who maybe has a dementia, who has mobility issues, who now has to have a Meditrans set up, or schlepping them into yet another doctor's appointment. Sometimes these doctor's appointments take so much out of our clients and really set them back, and it's a huge issue outside of a normal appointment to have to get them back into the doctor again. I mean, it can really set somebody back.
Well, exactly. And these questions, quite frankly, the bulk of them are things that you can, the doctor can answer, or you're going to go in and complain about. I've got a pain here, or I'm not sleeping well, or these are the things when you do your yearly checkup, which most people do mm-hmm. when they're elderly. So I just see this as another intrusion forcing me to do something mm-hmm. that I have absolutely – and it's not a big deal with me. Okay, so I got the appointment. I'll go in. But all of those patients now have to do that. So they've hired two new people in the medical field, and our insurance and our cost of medical treatment is somehow going to be cheaper now.
Yeah, I
– Translate? I don't think so.
Yeah, a lot of the changes have really, really impacted – One of the major changes that has impacted a lot of my clients is when you go into the ER, and this has changed so much since I opened 10 years ago, when you go into the ER, if they cannot find a reason to admit you, a treatable diagnosis, they can't admit you. And let's say I had a client that had two broken arms. Well, there's no treatment for two broken arms in the hospital. So they said, well, we'll admit you for observation. Well, this did not click to my client. That the observation isn't covered by Medicare. So on day two, her daughter shows up to pick her up, $3,500 a day she's been billed now. Because we all think, well, if they are going to admit me for observation, surely that's called admitting.
No, it's not.
But the new Medicare, and it's not the hospital's fault, they won't get reimbursed, and there's no treatment for two broken arms. But this woman obviously could not go home with two broken arms after a fall and fix a meal or take care of herself or anything. And so consequently, $7,000 later, you know, her daughter shows up and tries to get her out of there by midnight so that she can get home and not have to pay another day of that. But I've had clients that there's not a treating diagnosis anymore, because being old and having – if you don't fall within those qualifications, they'll send you back home. And sometimes back home isn't safe either. And it's, again, it's not the hospital's fault. They have certain boxes they've got to check now, and it's just – it's the senior has very much suffered. Very much suffered. And the other thing with that is when they go into the ER, if they don't say the buzzwords necessary to pull the trigger for an MRI or a CAT scan, then the hospital can't administer one. So, and this generation, they're tough. So they go in, they've had the fall. Oh, but I'm really fine. You know, if they don't complain enough about certain things, the hospital has to keep records of this. They didn't complain of this, this, or this. So there's no MRI. So I've had multiple clients get sent home with a break. That 2 days or 3 days later, now they went back to their doctor. They're still in a lot of pain. They send them back to the ER. Then they do the MRI or whatever the test is and find that there is a fracture that previously was missed because they're so tough that they didn't communicate it properly. And so I definitely have seen on my end of things a lot of challenges with Medicare and these guidelines for our seniors at this point.
And then we turn right around and do something stupid like this. We demand everybody over 65 in Shasta County to have yet another doctor's appointment every
right.
year. It's yearly
yeah.
that we have to do this. So every year we have to do this. We're hiring all these new people to do all this new paperwork, to filter all these new two-page questionnaires, all this information. And it's free. We don't have to pay for that, and they don't even bill Medicare for this. But you know somebody's paying for the – well, the doctors
well,
are.
Well, and,
the doctors
and,
are paying
and
for
and
those.
And the clients
those.
Are going to pay for some of it, because if you don't have a car, you've got to take a taxi. You've got to
exactly.
take time off of work if you're the adult child, or hire, you know, a Meditrans company to drive you. If your parent's in a wheelchair or unable to ambulate, then what – so it is going to be pricey for some people,
yeah.
for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to go really quickly to the phones to Seth. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
Just a quick question. Sharon was given an example of a person having trouble in the ER and coming up with how to take care of themselves at home. But in reality, wouldn't an appointment with a healthcare provider to talk about what you have at home, what you need in the case that you do fall or find yourself in this situation, here's how you can plan for that. It's kind of called future planning for care.
Seth, I am all about that. I couldn't agree more. I'm such an advocate of, you know, getting to know the resources in your community, understanding what's available to you. Crisis mode decision making is never good. So you bring up a very good point. If you're going to age in Shasta County, getting out and finding out about the resources, reaching out, talking to your healthcare provider and your support system about our resources, it's totally necessary.
Gotta go.
We'll catch you on the other side. Thanks, Seth, for bringing that up.
So you should mention that instead of complaining about it.
Yes, I sure will.
More Free Fire Radio after this.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama condemned those who carry out violence in the name of religion.
The president told the 63rd annual prayer gathering that professions of faith are used both as an instrument of great good and of evil.
We see faith driving us to do right, but we also see faith being twisted and distorted.
He singled out the Islamic State group and those behind deadly attacks in Paris and Pakistan. The president said people of faith must demonstrate humility and love, and he said the National Prayer Breakfast allows him to reflect on his own faith journey. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Jordan's king is vowing to wage a harsh war against the Islamic State terrorist group after the militants burned a captive Jordanian pilot in a cage and released the video online. Richard Dannett, the one-time head of the British Army, told Britain Sky News that there's a lot of talk right now, but not enough action, especially in the United Kingdom, against ISIS.
We've got to be resolute and stand up to these people. And if the coalition objective, international objective, is to defeat them, more effort has got to be done.
The top NATO commander says that any move to provide Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons must take into account any possible angry reaction from Russia on the other side of the equation. General,
what we want to do is create conditions that support all parties to come to the table in earnest to develop that political and economic solution.
U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove there. His remarks come amid signals that the U.S. is considering giving Ukraine defensive weapons to help protect forces along the border from escalating assaults by Russian-backed separatists. Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving in early trading right now. It's up by about 120 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The U.S. trade deficit in December jumped to the highest level in more than 2 years as American exports fell and imports climbed to a record high level.
The Commerce Department says the deficit soared 17.1% to $46.6 billion, the biggest imbalance since November 2012. The widening trade gap reflected a decline in exports, which fell 0.8% to $194.9 billion. Imports went up 2.2% to $241.4 billion.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Healthcare stocks were leaders in early gains on Wall Street. Energy shares rising as the price of oil recovers from a stumble, even though it has been vacillating in the past couple of days. Just yesterday, prices were back down. Crude oil, $4.60 a barrel, off at $48.45. The government today reported an increase in the number of people seeking unemployment benefits, but the number still remains near historic low. This is SRN News. The U.S. State Department on the hot seat now over plans to normalize relations with Cuba.
Disbelief from California's Dana Rohrabacher over a statement from Chief U.S. Negotiator Roberta Jacobson.
I don't think there were concessions from the U.S. government in going into
We've changed 50 years of American policy. Isn't that a concession enough?
Jacobson says the opening of talks isn't a concession.
It's a channel of communication.
As for Cuba's demands, the U.S. return the naval base at Guantanamo.
That issue is not on the table.
Jacobson says the reversal of U.S. policy is meant to help the Cuban people, not the government.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. A survivor of yesterday's plane crash in Taiwan says he tried to help other passengers who were struggling in the river in Taipei where the plane went down. The 72-year-old told a local TV station that he saw people drowning. At least 30 people were killed, 15 injured. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can reach us at 605-4567 if you'd like to get in on this conversation, or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. You're right. This is not Carl and it's not Linda. It's the Clarks, one with an E.
And one without.
It's the Trish and Sharon Show. Every Thursday, first Thursday of the month, we're going to be doing the Clark Show.
Perfect.
And it's
the one with the E is the Rich Clark.
Go. Okay. And I have to remember that and start living accordingly. And it's 50 degrees in downtown Reading. Rain likely with a 60% chance and more later in the day. A low around 46 this evening. Rain through the weekend. And we're looking at even more in the higher elevations, they say. So it looks like it's going to be a wet and burly time for us. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool. It's warm. Our friends are warm friends. No, our customers are warm friends. I get that messed up every time. Actually, because we go between, it's a cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer in the summertime, and our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. And you can give them a call at 365-3793. Quickly, Sharon, I want to finish addressing Seth's comment. Certainly, I concur that we need to know what to do in a circumstance like getting admitted to the hospital, but I'm going to fall back on saying that that's a personal responsibility. If you're aging, you need to know what's available in Shasta County, and that's a personal thing to kind of find that out. And I don't think mandating that everybody on Medicare take another doctor's appointment and hire the staff to do that and offer a free service is the solution to our problems. No more dependency needed. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, I'm going to go now. And we've got a special guest here with us this morning, a good friend of mine. And you heard from her when her property was on fire. And many of you know her throughout the community as our advertising.
careful.
I'm thinking of a good way to say that. But she's the expert at doing this, the guru. And we have Chris Waga with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. And I feel like I'm at the wrong end of the alphabet.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And I liked Bob, did you have a comment about the atmosphere in this room right now?
The male wisely keeps his mouth shut.
He kind of indicated he felt a bit outnumbered here when Chris walked in and he said, "Oh my God, am I going to be able to survive this?"
Poor so, Bob.
You know, we had Chris on, Carl and I, some time back when she had the fire down on 273 and the homeless encampment thing. And she kind of said it like it was, and we'd like to know how it is now. So we brought her back.
It's not a whole lot better, but I'm a little more rational.
For those of us who didn't hear about what happened before, maybe you can catch us up on exactly what went down in September.
September 3rd, we had, it was when they were had all the fire alerts and whatnot, you know, red flag warnings and all that kind of stuff. And the transients down on Clear Creek, which there are a lot of camps at most of the time, set a fire that swept through 24 acres, including my horse property right there on 273. Caused a lot of damage. It was on September 3rd. I'm still working on the cleanup. I've repaired about $5,000 worth of fencing. Fortunately, the fire department, God love them, saved all my buildings. But I lost a lot of fencing. The horses were displaced for over 2 months.
Wow.
It was ugly. And I brought you a couple of pictures so you got to look at
frightening
it was.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, as high as the power lines. I mean, that is just.
Yeah.
And you're a horse lover. I know you're an animal lover. So how tragically that could have been a really horrible thing to go through. Luckily, all your pets were fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Haven came down. As sad as it is that I've lost my last Clydesdale, actually, in this instance, it was good because my trailer and rigs were locked in. There's only one roadway through there, and the fire department, I mean, there were like 15 or 18 fire trucks down there. There was no way to get my rig out, and Clydesdales don't just fit in any horse trailer. Haven, bless their hearts, immediately came down there, and we cut some fences at the far end and got the horses out, and they loaded them up and took them there overnight until mm-hmm. I could get them somewhere else. So, yeah, it could have been really tragic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the aftermath. Okay, so now we've got that was a catastrophe at the time, and certainly your animals were safe and what have you. But since then, you've been dealing, I know, day in and day out with cleaning your property up, getting the horses back, and continuing to deal with the same problem.
They're there every day. I beg your pardon. They're there every night. I mean, every day when I drive down to the front gate. 2 days ago, I came down off the hill, and I looked over, and there's two RPD SUVs and an ambulance blocking the entrance to my property at the railroad tracks, so I couldn't get in. So I just whipped in next to one of the SUVs and parked and got out. And one of the RPD said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to my property that I can't get into because you have me blocked." And so we had a little conversation about the meth guy that was wandering around there all methed up and crazy and screaming that he needed help and whatnot. And, of course, they have him in handcuffs in the back of the rig. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, I drove in, and there was a car parked right on the tracks. And it's just a little narrow entrance in. It's a one lane. So if you're parked right there, you can't drive in.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out and look down over the bank, or not too far over the bank, and he is relieving himself. And so I hollered at him, and he saunters up very slowly and, you know, gives me the finger and walks over like he's going to do something to me. So I promptly got in my car and locked it. And about that time in drove a sheriff. So next thing you know, he's in handcuffs in the back of the car because he's a felon with a warrant out for him. And so, and it was a little gal sheriff. So now she and I are pushing the car out of the way so I can drive into my property.
Oh my goodness.
And, you know, it's an ongoing battle. I've gotten on a first name basis with quite a few of the RPD people. I had a couple of long conversations with the gentleman that does the cleanup and whatnot. They went down there about 4 weeks ago, and of course they tagged, I think he said, about a dozen camps right along Clear Creek, you know, right in that riparian area that, you know,
the BLM.
That we can't do anything to because it's supposed to protect the waterway, but you cannot believe what they've done to it. It's so disgusting, I won't even go into it. But they tagged him, takes 10 days, came back, then he has to give them, I think, another hour or two to gather up their stuff. Cleaned it all up, and it was two of those great big trailers that he drags along behind him to get it all cleaned up. And then he tagged another seven, so 10 days later he came back and cleaned those up, and I think he tagged another two or three. You know, so I've actually had a few days of peace and quiet. They still wander by. They still, I know, are on my property, but they're not down in the brush catcalling at me and...
But your brush is mostly gone, and that's why, right?
Well, the brush is gone on my property line on the north side that borders the property that Wind River owns on that side of 273. But, of course, just the other side of their property is the property line with the BLM riparian area that's swathed through to Clear Creek. And that's where they all are down there. Wind River replaced all their chain link fence across the front. And so far, they haven't cut it. I went through my property about 3 weeks ago and set 7 turnbuckles on the front of my barbed wire that runs right along 273 in the railroad tracks because they cut the wire to go in, you know. So one of these days, I'm sure my horses are going to be out in the middle of the road or the railroad or whatever, and of course, I'll probably get sued because somebody hits them. And worse than that, if somebody hits a 1,200-pound horse, it's not going to be a good thing. So,
you know, part of that, and we don't mean to, I'll not use that term, go on and on about that. I was going to say don't beat a dead horse, but I'm not going to follow.
It doesn't work, by the way.
You know, the point is that if they're on your private property, you can kick them off. But they when they're back in that BLM land, then the enforcement agencies have to go through what you're talking about.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. Then, if they do gather up that stuff, they have to tag it and keep it. So they might come back and want their stuff.
Well, as a matter of fact, about a month ago, I drove up to the front gate, and I immediately noticed that the fence had been breached right at the front gate. So I drove in to do chores in the morning, and I looked down over the bank, and there's a red backpack and a square thing of some kind that somebody's stashed on my property. So when I drove out, I just threw it in the back of the SUV and took it, and I didn't throw it away right away. And about 3 or 4 days later, I get stopped at the railroad tracks on the way out. This guy asks, you know, have you seen a red backpack? And so I ask him, I said, you know, why, what makes you think you have the right to breach my property, you know, to damage it, to breach it? And of course, you just get that blank stare and, you know, well, you know, he was getting a ride with a friend, and this friend couldn't wait, and he's just living down in the Clear Creek trailer park right now. And I said, would you like your stuff back? And his eyes got real big, and he said, well, yeah. I just, you know, and then he's hollering at his girlfriend, you know, what space does so-and-so live in? Like, I'm going to drive through the Clear Creek trailer park and deliver it to him. And I said, I'll tell you what, I will be back here at 5 o'clock. I don't have it with me, but I will be back here at 5 o'clock. I was there at 5 o'clock that night, and I was there at 5 o'clock every night for the next 3 weeks.
Okay, we're going to continue that story on the other side of this break. We got to pay some bills.
And thank you very much, Trish. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service on all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Treat your sweetheart to a very special Valentine's at Wind River Resort and Casino. Make your date night reservations and indulge in our Valentine's Sweetheart Hotel Package. $150 includes a $50 dining certificate, free slot play, and a deluxe room for two with champagne and chocolates. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away. Purchase your package now at the River Club or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must purchase room by February 12th at 12 a.m. Taxes apply. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Resort and Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. Ask your server about our daily 777 specials and our nightly dinner specials. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. Log on to windriver.com. Dining is better on the river.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM radio, the community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or join us at 605-4567 and ask a question if you have one. This is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark here this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined by Chris Swaga, who is going to finish telling us the story about the guy with a backpack.
So the other night, I'm down there at 5 o'clock, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's two people walking onto my property. So I just got in my car and did what I normally did, and I drove out, and I recognized them. And I said, hey, it's been 3.5 weeks. Well, you know, we've been sick, and, you know, so I stuck it in reverse, and because I dropped their stuff in the barn, so I loaded up my car. And the sad thing is, you know, I am truly not a heartless person. I mean, I support the Good News Rescue Mission. I work with One Safe Place. You know, as these people are walking out, I said, are you still living at the trailer park? Well, no, they don't really have a place to live and whatnot. And they were headed to the bus stop. And, you know, my heart wanted to say, get in my car. I'll take you wherever you want to go. And my head said, are you a crazy person? They're going to tell every person they know. And the next thing you know, they're going to be lined up trying to get a ride somewhere. So it's really, really frustrating.
You know, I think, Chris, that you bring up a really good point. Part of the problem that we have here is that we are surrounded by good-hearted people. Our first instinct when we see someone, when I drive past someone as I'm coming out of Safeway or Walmart or these places, who looks so sad and so pathetic and possibly is a bit, they're somebody's father. They're somebody's,
I feel the same way,
and in my heart, I want to help them. I'm like you. I want to pull over and say, can I take you to get a hot meal? Can I take you someplace where you can be warm? When it's rainy and icky, there's not any of us that enjoy seeing these people in that position. But the reality is, we can't make a difference in their life by enabling their bad behavior.
Well, and a funny little story. 15 years ago, when my Rocky horse was still alive, I went to the Safeway store there, or the Holiday Market there in Westwood Village, to buy Rocky a package of donut holes, because Rocky loved donuts. And so I'm in there, and I walk by, and here's this guy, this elderly man at this case, you know, kind of fondling over the broasted chicken that they had at that time. And I went through the grocery store, and I went to the checkout counter, and I said to the guy that I knew at the checkout counter, "Do you know that guy?" And he said, "Well, I see him around here quite often." And I said, "You know, I think he's hungry." And he said, "Well, he may be." And I said, "Do you suppose he'd be offended if I bought him some chicken?" He said, "I don't know." So I paid for my stuff, and I went over, and I said, "Could I buy you?" Because now he'd been there 10 minutes, and he's still staring at this chicken. I said, "Could I buy you a meal?" "Oh, little lady, you don't have to do that." And I said, "I know I don't have to, but I'd like to." So I bought him like 3 pieces of chicken, and I bought him a package of donut holes because I had one for Rocky. I go out, get in my car, and I'm parked in the back side. So I had to come all the way around. And as I go down the access road there, I look over, and here's this elderly gentleman standing where the grocery carts are, wolfing down this chicken. He was starving. I mean, it breaks your heart to see that. But by the same token, 2 days ago when my staff were coming back from lunch, we're driving down 273 just past the rescue mission, and here's 3 guys standing on the road, and one of them's taking a leak on the cars as we drive by.
Mm.
Not even facing the other direction. So,
it's a dilemma. And we have to, I think you probably would both agree. We got to tackle this. There isn't enough money in the world for the government to take care of this issue. We as a community have to figure out a way to help those that are helpable and make it uncomfortable enough for those that don't want to be helped that they'll go someplace else to get the freebies.
And, you know, maybe someone out there can explain this to me. You know, April LaFrance put this whole Safe City project together. She got a lot of people together. They have some great ideas. Excuse me. Made a presentation, you know, Good News Rescue Mission is implementing one of them and whatnot. And now our city council votes to spend $90,000 to hire a company to review what our problems are. Explain to me
and
why we don't take that.
6 months later, we're going to look at it.
Yeah. Why don't we take that $90,000 and hire a policeman or some people that can do the paperwork so that the real police can be out on the streets doing their job. I mean, it's crazy.
I think there was a lot of us who are unappreciative of the fact that we need more study on this. I'm confused by the actions of the city council in one respect, where they've got this insurance commission that they've had looking at the issue of the utilities and what have you for a year or better. And now all of a sudden, about the time they're ready to make some recommendations and help us oversee the utilities here in the electric company here in Reading, and now they just dismiss them out of sight because they already know all the answers and they're just going to handle that electric issue all by themselves. But on the other hand, this issue of the homeless and the whole implementation that, my God, we've been talking about nothing else but the last 3 or 4 years. Well, longer than that. I mean, I've been retired for 8 years now. And we were talking about this when I got off the Board of Supervisors. And they need another study in 6 months and $90,000 to come up with what our problem is. Help me understand. I don't get it.
Well, I'm in that same vein. And trust me, all you need to do is drive around town. They're everywhere. If you think you live in a neighborhood where they're not, like I said the last time I was here, get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning if you've got the guts to do it, and wander around your neighborhood, because I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They come out anytime between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning and do absolutely despicable, gross. My property down there is, you know, there's tall grass down there in the summertime and it dies off and whatnot. January was so dry that you could walk through my property. I could actually click 2 rocks together and some of that dry grass and it would immediately take off. There are 3 burn spots, 2 in the middle of my field next to my 200-year-old cottonwood tree that's on the ground, thank you very much, because they set it on fire, and 1 right next to the barns where my horses are locked up at night. Within 5 foot of the barn is this big, huge spot that somebody burned in the middle of the night, probably dropped a cigarette, maybe set it on fire on purpose. If that barn catches on fire, those horses are doomed because they can't get out. They will die.
You know, you after you were here the last time, as most people know, I operate the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and we have an alarm system. And if people leave balloons in you know, with
right.
blown-up balloons in the facility, it has a tendency to set the alarm mm-hmm. off. And so after we had talked about that, and we all kind of think this is all in Reading, and I am constantly reminding everybody that this issue is just not in Reading. It's throughout Shasta County.
Yeah.
Well, I got a call from the security system early one morning, like about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had to go down to the facility. Well, let me tell you, that subculture that you're talking about is alive and well in Anderson as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I was amazed. And after I had driven down North Street, then I took the opportunity to go down Balls Ferry Street and through some other side areas, and oh, my goodness.
They're wandering everywhere.
They are everywhere. So if you're still stupid enough to be leaving your cars on the driveway in a nice neighborhood and not having them locked, or you're leaving other things around and not taking proper precautions and don't have your porch lights on and those things, you're living in a fool's world at this point.
Yes, because they're opportunists. And I can tell you, you know, I've had my car stolen down at the barn. I've had my car broken into at the barns, even though it was locked. I have become extremely proactive. I do not carry anything in my car that I can't afford to lose. You know, I used to take my dogs everywhere. I have a little dog now that just lives in my lap practically. I do not take her in a car unless I take one of the big dogs, because the big dogs, trust me, you don't want to get within 5 foot of my car. I immediately get in my car and lock it. I put my purse in a place where you can't get to it. I don't drive with the windows down. I don't leave anything in my car. Every time I get out of my car, whether it's at my office to drop garbage, which is about 5 foot away, I lock my car and go back. In fact, I can't tell you the number of nails I've broken because I go back to open the door. I lock the door behind me when I walk into my house. I lock the door behind me when I go into the barns. I don't go out after dark. You can't go to the Safeway on Cypress. Trust me. You can't walk the river trail now safely.
That's a really sad one, too.
Well, and
everything's,
you know,
getting taken away, those public spaces.
This is our community. We're supposed to be able to live here with some modeling of security.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a break here. It's on the half hour, and we'll be right back continuing this discussion. This is Sharon Clark and Trish Clark and Chris Swaga this morning.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. 244-9478. It is Man's Last Stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut, where I get my haircut. And gentlemen, if you've got hair, it's where you should get yours cut as well. All the great magazines that, you know, Guns and Ammo and Stereo Review and all that good stuff. And never Dr. Phil on the television set. Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday
but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth, Muse Trucking, Northern Lights Energy, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Humboldt Redwood, West Coast Industrial Systems, Mendocino Redwood, and Murphy Veneer.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands!
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
And welcome back to Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. And
I am still here, Carl.
And KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. 50 degrees outside. Weather brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're having I wish the conversation in the interim while we're doing commercials could be broadcast, because, you know, I think one of the things, and Sharon, share with us what we were talking about just a minute ago about how different it is now, the impact on everybody. This issue has been around a long time, but now it's getting everywhere.
Right. Hearing you talk about that and hearing you and Chris dialogue about it, you know, I've been in Reading about 14 years, and I know you said even 6 years ago, you saw the problem. Well, for me, owning a business, raising kids, I didn't see it. I knew there was an issue. I knew we had a mission to help people, but that was about it. Well, now, you know, my office, we've had 3 break-ins in my office complex within the last year. We've had found stolen property in my office complex within the last year. We've had security people hired. I've got cameras at my office. I've upgraded my alarm system. We have a panic button because we've had a couple people come into our office drugged out and just sit in the waiting area in my office and be talking to people that weren't there. And we're 3 ladies in there figuring out how to get help for ourselves if this person, you know, goes crazy. So just in my own office space off of, you know, Cypress and Larkspur, I hear that it's a big issue there because you have all the dumpsters and the food and the people congregate around that area. And so I see it there. And then, you know, living on the west side, you know, I live across from Tops Market in that neighborhood, you know, where Tops is pretty good, but coming down the hill to go to Rite Aid or, you know, Walgreens is like what I said, playing Russian roulette with my life. I think I literally came down the hill at 8:30 at night a few months ago to get Excedrin. And I mean, there was a lady in there yelling things, hollering through the aisles that was obviously mentally ill, and 6 or 7 kind of people roaming the parking lot that were waiting, I guess, for someone to leave their car unlocked. And then me and 2 employees were, I think, the only sane people in there. And I was just like, you know, this is why I get asked to, when I go to Raley's to shop on Lake, they're very good. They have a security guard and I always ask to be walked out.
Smart
move. Because, you know, and especially if you have a car you know, I have six bags of groceries. I've got to turn my back as I'm loading them in the back of my car. You know, when you
have to hold on to your gun at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really, you know, it's you know, and I feel it's disheartening. You know, it's disheartening because, you know, I love our community. I love Reading. I love there's so much passion and so many people that are advocates for change. And we've got such an educated group and people that aren't just sitting on the sidelines complaining, people that do want to jump in and do it. But at the same time, it's just frustrating because it seems like two steps forward, two steps back. You get all the homeless, you know, you tag the camps and then, you know, a month later they're back there. And you know, I don't know. I don't know what to offer to the conversation because it's just frustrating.
Well, and I think here's the deal. And what we're trying to do with this show this morning is to try to get those people that are sitting on the sidelines because maybe it's not hitting you right now. Maybe this isn't an issue. The only way that we're going to take back this community, Shasta County, get it back to where we're in control, is to take control. And we have to do that one person at a time. Each individual, like, you know, as you indicated, when you see that person with the sign that's you know, roll down your window and say, I'm going to make a donation to Good News Rescue Mission on your behalf. If you really want service, go see them. Instead of giving them something, stop as a community handing things out to these people who don't want to change their lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Let's help the ones who do. Let's get rid of the ones that don't.
Well, and that's the problem is that we are a generous community. We're known for that. And trust me, they come from everywhere. Chief Paletti has a map that he will show you with all the dots of all the little states and whatnot, with all the lines that come to California.
And the reasons they come.
Because we give them stuff.
And dental care is one of
them. A couple just drove from, what, Utah or somewhere to get free dental care in Redding, California.
We not only do we give them the dental care, I heard this could not be true, but we do the free dental care and then we give them a prescription for painkillers if we do a root canal. And so, you know.
Oh, just, devil
you
deal.
Know, you know, I just, I have heard that people have driven here for the Hope Van. And to get the, and so what we tried to do as a community, and we tried to help the down and out and the downtrodden, now we're being taken advantage of. And I think that's
and trust
the
me,
part.
The word is out. Yeah. They know because if you, the chief said he's asked his people to ask them where they came from and why they're here. And they come from all over the United States because we're generous and we give them stuff.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones, ladies. And Billy Bob is on the phone. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, girls. Chris, I'm so sorry to have listened to your previous show and then this today. Again, there's no reason that the community should suffer this abuse. And the police are got their hands tied and this. But there's one solution, okay? You want to clean up the city of Redding and Shasta County? You take a 400-acre piece of property out there on Millville Plains that Glenn Hawes owns, that's worthless property. You put an 8-foot fence around it, and you give them enough resources that they can survive, and you roll every one of them into this camp area. That way we can keep an eye on them, and we call it Bumville. And we got they got their own elected officials. You got the bum mayor. You got the bum police out there that they can police themselves. But then again, we sponsor this with enough community support that at least our streets are cleaned up and women like you are not intimidated by, shopping downtown. And this is so important. And this $90,000 study on that the city council wants to wah-wah on, and again, that is crazy. You get a 400-acre piece of property, you fence it, you throw them in there, you say, hey, it's yours, make use of it, and we'll get you enough MREs, which is the food that firefighters live on. They're cheap. We can get it government surplus. Drop a truck of those MREs in and call it macaroni. And if they want to kill each other or do whatever they want, fine. But at least we got them contained. So that's my idea. I'll
thanks,
my
Billy Bob. We appreciate your input. And I got to say, he's got a great idea.
Well, and he does. And it sounds very logical. And thank you, Billy Bob, for the humor and whatnot. The unfortunate circumstance that we all have to live with is we live in the state of California. And every time you make any comment like that, because I've made them to the RPD officers that I see at my property all the time, and they look at me with this cute little look on their face, and they say, I know, Chris, but they have rights. And that's the problem. They have rights, and we don't, because they have just overwhelmed us. They will come on your property. They have ripped my barns apart. They will kick in your door. They will take, you know, you work your whole life for to buy stuff and live comfortably, and they want your stuff because they think they have a right to it.
And we're going to go back to the phones. We have Gary on the line. Gary,
good morning. Good morning, ladies. A great show. But I must castigate you. You are not listening to Missy MacArthur and Francie Sullivan. Everything is fine and ready.
I'd like to live in La La Land too, Gary.
Right,
but...
and Billy Bob, a great solution, but he's not listening either. And in regards to $90,000 bucks, I was there at the last meeting. The Oops 4 do not want to make a decision on anything. So if they can, pass it off. So I'm sure the $90,000 will be an expert with a black briefcase coming in from Red Bluff to tell us what's wrong. And I mentioned at the meeting, of course, Chief Paletti could do that. And the lady, I've forgotten her name, that is taking the bull by the horns about public safety.
Yeah.
Here and has done a lot of work. So all the great brains couldn't come forth with info and probably better info than this so-called expert that the Oops group on the city council wants to hire. But anyway, enough of my bent. Very good show. Ladies, I think you ought to go as a threesome.
Get Chris
you, Gary.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, Gary, so much.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary. And, you know, my only comment to that is, sorry, we elected him. I guess we get to live with him.
Well, and I always want to remind people that my banter is the people who vote in an election. Once again, I don't know, well, you got 100,000 people in the city of Reading. I'll just throw out some numbers. You probably out of the 100,000, and I'm just guessing, so don't call me and tell me my figures are inaccurate. But on an average, you've probably got about 75 to 80 eligible voters. Of those 75,000 to 80,000 eligible voters, you probably have a maximum of 40,000 of them that are actually registered to vote. And on election day, in some elections, 15% of those people turn out. That's how we elect our people on a statewide average. If you've got a problem and you want to make a difference, you really can make a difference, and it's in those people you elect. Go to the forums, find out what they stand for, ask them the good questions, and then vote. And be registered to vote and get involved. That's how you make a difference.
I totally agree with you, Trish.
And so do I.
And another thing is, and as I've been sitting here today, you know, we're talking about how bad things are and how frustrated we all are. In reaching out to the rescue mission last week and finding out about what they're doing and really focusing on the people that want the help, I'm going to go take a tour next week. I've never taken a tour. I know they have programs that help people find jobs. I know they want donations of interview clothes, and that's something that I have, suits that I don't wear anymore. And if they need help writing a resume or they need volunteers to help women or single moms, I was a single mom, I'm a business owner, these are areas that I'm going to work on getting involved so that the people that really do want the help, I can be helping. Instead of just sitting here complaining on the air, and I know all of us are working at trying to be productive and do the things we can do. And I think if everyone in the community, again, if all you can do is quit giving money to the people with the signs, that's going to help, because it's got to be working if they're standing out there with a sign. And if we can get involved in the things that we can do well, and protecting ourselves as one of them, making stuff unavailable to them and making it a place that they're not going to get anything. But, I mean, the more resources we can throw at the people that do want the help, then those are more productive people that are also contributing, that are also helping get those people out of our community too.
The thing that irritates me, those people waiting and with their hand out, we could fill 2.5 hours for the concert full of conversation about instances where you hand them money. I mean, they've got a sign, they're out on the side, they're poor, they're hungry, they need gas, whatever.
They're smoking, a big dog, yeah, and a big gulp.
Exactly. And then turn around and walk into a store 10 minutes later, and that same person that you just signed with a sign out there in the front over across the street wanting, begging for food, is sitting there with a beer and a chicken leg and spending money that they just collected from some fool out there, and they're drinking beer or buying a pack of cigarettes. Come on, people. Yeah. Well, that's not the way to help them.
And I'll tell you, Sharon, I have taken that tour at the Good News Rescue Mission, and you will be amazed. They have a fabulous program, not only where they get people sober, but they have an education program where they get them educated, they get them their GED, they get them job interviews, they have a fabulous program. They graduate a lot of people, and kudos to them. But we also have about 48 organizations out here that give stuff randomly, that go to the park and do a hot dog feed. Stop it.
And with that, we'll take a break.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting, when it comes to working on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth and Wind River Resort and Casino. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Roseburg Forest Products, Bravo Bank, California Forestry Association, Wheeler Brader Energy, Les Schwab Tires, and Trinity River Lumber.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump in the chat room at KCNR 1460 www.thebrightside.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're having a discussion with Chris Zwaga about
the person at the end of the alphabet.
And we've been having a great talk here this morning, and we don't want to leave the image that we're unhappy living where we're at. We're happy living where we're at, and we're just bound and determined that we're going to make the changes that can happen in this community to make it a safe and fun place to be.
And that's true. I've lived in this town almost my entire life. We moved here when I was 5 years old. So I've seen this town grow. I love this town. I went to school here. I didn't leave here. I have a business here. You know, I am passionate about this town. I just want my town back. I want to be able to go somewhere and feel safe. I want to be able to go down and throw a saddle on my horses or load them into the trailer and not be looking over my shoulder at, you know, who's approaching me or who's cut my fence or who's set my barn on fire or who's ripped the barn apart. And I think most people feel the same way.
Exactly.
I do. And I think it's about what we can do and reaching out and having a show like this and talking to people and sharing ideas and encouraging involvement and learning about what resources we have for people are important. And so,
you know, and in this community, involved. We have a lot of single women. We really do. And mm-hmm. we have three of them sitting mm-hmm. here, different circumstances. There's no reason in the world what we can't continue to have an enjoyable life and go and be around and feel safe while we're doing it. Part of that is a mental attitude. To where we need to, as we're doing, take mm-hmm. control of our lives and our surroundings and not be a victim. And there's a lot of, you know, we can make a yeah. difference just by doing that.
And trust me, I don't live in fear. I just have learned to live a lot smarter. I'm aware of my surroundings and whatnot. And before this show finishes, I want to encourage people. You know, Trish made the comment about voting and whatnot. Also, the chief has these town hall meetings. I think he's about to have one again. Please take the time to go. I know you're busy. I'm busy. Nobody wants to spend a couple hours. You will be amazed at what you will learn about what's going on and what you will learn about what we can do to make a difference. But you can't just sit in your house and hide and think, it's not happening to me, so it's somebody else's problem. Because trust me, it's your problem.
Down in the city of Anderson, the chief of police down there has a meet and greet every week or once a month with people. And if you live in that community, you have issues, you want to find out what's happening, go take the time. As Chris said, we're all busy. But if you want to be a part of your community and make a positive difference, get involved. It's one of the ways to do it.
And the other thing is that we need to embrace our police department. You have to stand behind these people. We have to be responsible for what we do, but we need to stand behind these people. They have an ugly job to do. They're shorthanded. You know, if we don't embrace these people and give them the respect they deserve, what person in their right mind wants to do that job, put their life on the line every day, and not be appreciated for what they do? They have an ugly job, and they need our support.
I agree completely. I'm sure you do too, Trish.
Yeah, absolutely. The Sheriff's Department, the City of Anderson, the Sheriff's Department up in the city of Shasta Lake, this is a countywide issue, and all of the citizens in Shasta County, if you don't live in the city of Redding, you certainly shop here, you come here, get involved. Be sure, I'm really reaching out to anybody out there that's a voting age, and if you're not registered to vote and you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. Because you can't make a difference and be a part of it if you're not out there actively. And don't just get registered and vote without knowing who you're voting
for. Right. Get educated and then go to the council meetings and listen to what people are doing. And
go to your yeah. fire department meetings. You have special districts. You have fire department meetings. You have water board meetings. All of these things in your community, your school boards. You want to make a difference in the schools? Try to take some of that back? Go to these meetings. You know, I hate meetings. Most of us do. But get involved in your community and make a difference.
Well, and I think, you know, none of us want to be Monday morning quarterbacking here and saying that we have all these complaints and aren't willing to do and give. We are and do. And I've supported with financially a lot of things and with my time. And I know both of you have too. And educating people. And I think that, you know, everyone needs to get involved. It is a community problem. And hopefully we can reconvene next month. with some good news.
Some good news and other topics to keep. And if you've got issues out there that you think this Clark team ought to address and do, give us some ideas about the first Thursday of next month. It'll be the Clarks again, and we'll have a conversation about something. And you know, if you don't give us ideas, you might not like what we come up with.
Who knows what we're going to come up with?
Well, and I hope you girls invite me back and we can talk about something fun.
Okay, great. And we've had a couple of people say this morning that this ought to be a threesome, so we'll have Chris on a regular basis.
Maybe we can do a little like champagne tasting. Kathy and Hoda, they drink
every
day.
We can come up. I'm sure we could come up with some really good ideas. But importantly, this is a good thing to highlight in our community that these issues are there. We're not trying to just beat on them, but be aware as you're out and about.
Be safe. Be safe, be smart, take control.
And thank you, Chris, for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Bob, for helping us out with everything this morning.
Poor Bob.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for swallowing down your laughter to do the reads.
Yeah, Bob's been a little nervous with his finger towards the button a couple of times, but we managed to get through without doing that. We thank you all for joining us.
It has been an honor and a pleasure.
And, Carl, I think your license is still safe.
And you guys can all listen back tomorrow. Carl will be back on the air tomorrow at 7 a.m.
And I think Congressman Doug LaMalfa is a guest tomorrow. And so we thank you all for joining us. And like I say, if you have issues that you'd like for the Clarks to address at a future time on the air, give us a call and let us know. I'll see you next Thursday with Carl's co-host. And we thank you all for joining us at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
And thank you very much, Trish. And ladies, in the seconds that we have left here before the news comes up, I think you've opened up some very interesting topics, and I do look forward to seeing you back here once again. So thank you, and nicely done.
Batten down the hatches. It's going to rain.
Won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid talk that the U.S. may provide weapons to Ukraine's military as it battles Russian-backed rebels, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is saying there is no military solution to the crisis in Ukraine.
This issue of the Russian aggression in Ukraine is going to have to be resolved differently.
NATO's top commander is warning against the possibility of a U.S. proxy war with Russia. Secretary of State John Kerry says that's something that no one wants.
We're not seeking a conflict with Russia. No one is. Not President Poroshenko, not the United States, not the European Community. That's not what this is about.
At the same time, Kerry says the West cannot ignore Moscow's aggression in Ukraine. The UN says ISIS is torturing, raping, and murdering children in Iraq. President Obama telling the National Prayer Breakfast today that it's wrong for terrorists